Okay, we're going to talk about angels today. Who in here is an angel? Well, okay. None of us are angels. Okay.
No.
Okay, Hebrews 13:2 says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation?" Psalms 103:20, "Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones, who do his word, obeying the voice of the word, of his word." Psalms 34:7, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them." Jude 1:6, "And the angels did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling. He has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day." Matthew 24:31, "And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Matthew 18:10, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Luke 15:10, "Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over sinners who repent." Colossians 1:16, "For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him for him." Acts 8:26, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, rise and go towards the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." I mean, you can see Acts 27:23, "For this very night there stood before me an angel of God to whom I belong and whom I worship." This is my feeling about it. You know, I know people go, "Well, God got another angel today." Angels are not humans. They're God's spirits that he created. So when our people, this is how I feel, and Pastor can correct me, this is how I feel, that when we go to heaven or someone dies and goes to heaven, they're not angels, because angels are not humans. They never were and they never will be. God created them of a spirit. I do believe we have a guardian angel that looks over us. You go, "Well, if we have a guardian angel, why do bad things happen?" God gives us a free spirit, okay? When we accept the Lord and we bring him into our hearts, he allows us to mess up. I mean, just because bad things go on doesn't mean that, well, God did this. If he didn't, then why did God allow it? There are things in your life you have a free spirit over, just like the young kids here today. And it's not just Rachel, it's everywhere. Kids make bad choices because the world's out there telling them this and that. And, you know, we've got to get a rein on that. And they are getting a rein on her and taking care of her in that situation. And we can call on the angels to certainly come around this building and watch over us and protect us. We have a free will. If you make choices, you're going to have to live with the choices. Bad things are going to happen. God never said, okay, now from now on, nothing else is going to be bad for you. If you're a Christian, if you're doing good, shoot, nothing else is going to happen to you. Linda gets MS. Was that God's will? No, it's not God's will. It just happened. And it's so hard for us to figure that out, because the first thing that the demons want to tell you is, you're a rotten person. That's why you're going through this. God does not punish us through sickness or something bad, okay? He loves us just like you love your kids, or if you don't have kids, just like you love your mother or your dad. God loves us. He's not out to move. Now, is he going to discipline us? Yes. But with love, not to strike you down and give you a disease. That is not God's will. Bad things are going to happen. Until we go to heaven and have our perfect bodies, things are going to happen. And sometimes you need to be thankful that God uses you in a situation where things are crummy for you. Because if you get through it victoriously, like God knows you're going to, then others can look and go, well, you know, Don's going through all this stuff, but yet he's still so happy. He's giving to other people. He wants to talk about God. He uses us in our situations.
Amen.
And that's how, if we're open to it, he will use us in all of our situations. But he's not up there going, okay, this week we're going to give Linda really a bad spell. Next week Tim's going to fall. Anita's going to have, you know, a car accident. He's not up there doing all that stuff. Don't go tell somebody because you think that they're sinning that this is why this is happening to you because you're sinning. God does not want us to sin. Don't get me wrong. Go out there and have a heck of a good time and then know that, well, I'm glad they paid for it. That's not what I'm saying. If you have an intimacy with the Lord, you're not going to want to sin. You're not going to want to do things because you want to please Him. We want to glorify Him. But He's not giving Kim rheumatoid arthritis because she did something wrong. She just was born with an autoimmune deficiency. They took her early, so she didn't get all that extra stuff. But that's not God's fault. It just happened. The doctor missed out on it. It happened. God uses her lots of places. When we go, she, can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? Can I pray? She's had so many people reject her, but you'd be amazed how many people go, yes, please pray for me right now. So, we got to know that angels are God's creation. Yes, we call our little children angels, and we call them other things too sometimes. But when you die, it's not like, well, God, you know, got another angel today. We're not going to turn into angels because they're not human. They were not human, and they never will be, as far as I know. In my biblical reading, I'm sorry, I thought I had this turned off. So today was just a little bit about angels. They're here around us. There's going to be some time. Have you ever felt, maybe y'all don't, but I feel it lots of times, that God wants to talk to you, wants to tell you to go talk to somebody, or someone approaches you and you really feel like, ooh, I got to talk to them and not turn it the other way? There's lots of times that God will send people your way through angels, and He looks to see how you treat them. So sometimes angels can be strangers. So we really need to know, and there's other times that we get a scary feeling about people too. Mm-hmm. You know, God gives us that too. I've had that happen, you know, like, oh, stay away, that's something. But we have to be careful how we treat people because everybody God created. God loves them. You think they're ugly? God loves them. They're beautiful in God's eyes. You think they're evil? And they might be, but pray for them. Okay, we can't judge people. We got to know where we are with God. God expects obedience. If you're not going to be obedient, I've used this illustration so many times, I know you're getting tired of it. But if you've ever been to Disney World or Six Flags or whatever, there's always these little beep-beep cars, and they're always on a rail, but the kids that are driving it don't know. They think they're in control, and they go back and forth, but they're never going to go off completely because of that rail in the middle. That's how we are in our Christian walk. We may go way over here to the left or way over here to the right with different things we're doing in our lives, but God's always that middle rail right there. He's not going to let you go. If you truly love God, you're not going to want to go left or right. Like right now, Rachel, she'll learn, she'll get wiser as she gets older. Yes, and she will. You know, kids have got to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined, but God's not going to make you, you know, fracture your kneecap because you were bad. God's not going to do that, okay? So know that God loves you. He wants the best for you. Always. And you may be in a situation where you think, you know, I just can't get through this. Well, let me tell you, I have a God that's a mighty God. He can do anything, and we're supposed to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
So never give up. Never give up on your dreams. Never, never not take the chance to talk to someone about God. We should be doing that once a day at least. More than that, really. But we should be out there giving them the word. Hey, I got some good news for you. Your life seems really bad right now, but let me tell you someone that can take care of you. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you have angels that are around us. Father, I know there's angels around this building. I feel the Holy Spirit here today, and thank you, Holy Spirit. You're so welcome. We just give you the glory and the praise today, Father. Thank you so much. I pray for a spiritual ear to hear Larry today. I'm sorry if it's disrespectful, our Pastor Larry. I pray for spiritual eyes to see you. I pray for spiritual ears to hear you and a spiritual heart to be open to receive your word. Please bless the singing. May it be a glorious time for you to know that we praise you and that we love you. Help us to be alert and to listen and to want to learn today. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.